Police searched for clues today after a suicide attack at a police officer's funeral killed more than 40 people in volatile northwestern Pakistan. More than 60 people were also hurt last night when a bomber blew himself up as some 800 mourners gathered for the funeral. Separately, another suicide bombing today killed one person and wounded 19 people in the same region. Defence analyst for the Pakistan Institute of International Affairs, Ikram Sehgal, says that such bombings are not going to stop anytime soon.
This is one of the one-off incidents after the election, and these are to be expected. But funerals are normally not attacked, so this is a first of a kind. What really goes on in the mind of a terrorist? The point is that the people who send them in, I think they have brainwashed them to a certain extent with religious, inflamed them with religious feeling, because these are not very educated people. And they have convinced them that this is the right thing to do and that they will go straight to heaven from there, etc., etc. So the ones who are taking part in the suicide bombing itself are just tools in the hands of these people. One has to accept one have a problem, and it's not going to end anytime soon. But I suppose we have to live with it, because even though the militants have been put down, they have not been completely eradicated, and it will take some time before they are really completely eliminated.